Coach.
How much impact are you getting from your last two draft classes, 2011 and this year, and getting more earlier than you might have expected?
I don't know. We had high expectations for everybody that we draft, and we have a role in mind for all those guys. And you know, I think so it's hard to say that we're getting more out of them than we expected. I think that all those guys have at some point or another stepped in and done well in the role that we've asked. And you know, it's also been other guys. You know, we talked earlier about Joik Bell. It goes back. We played the opener. I think people were surprised to see us put him in on the goal line and get that touchdown. And we sort of had a laugh about that. But the reason is we had confidence in him even in the first game. And he's done nothing but reward that confidence that we've had in him. You know, he's had a fumble that hurt us, but he's also made a lot of plays that's helped us, including this last game. He's been very, very productive, particularly in the passing game. He's been tough to handle in the open field. So had just been the draft class, I think that we've gotten contributions out of a lot of guys that that have been picked up all along the way. You know, defensively with some of the holes that we've been filling due to injuries also. Thought he tackled very well in this week and stopped a couple third downs that way. We forced him to throw balls in front, and that doesn't do a whole lot of good if you don't step up and make a tackle. He made his first interception, but, it was a tip ball. But he has improved from week to week, and he's playing with some confidence, and that comes from experience. I mean, I don't know that he really stepped over one. I mean, it wasn't. No, I mean, it, literally. I mean, there's a big difference between jumping and just stepping over a guy, and he stepped over. I mean, the alternative is, he's laying there and you trip over him. So, we try to avoid that. But
it's not dangerous at all, though,
to go up in the air like that. I mean, I think he's in total control of what he's doing. I think a play that was. I mean, it was an incomplete pass in the game, but Joik made an unbelievable catch on the sideline. And then toe tap, like he looked like he was a veteran wide receiver. It ended up being incomplete, but it was a great effort. And I think that he's proven along the way that he can make plays in the passing game as well as the run game. You know, I think it's certainly picked up some of that slack. He's averaging 11 yards of reception, and I had to go back and look with some of the stats that Javid had. But 11 yards of reception for a running back is pretty significant. So he's made a lot of plays for us, and it hadn't just been as a ball carrier from a rushing standpoint. I think is a combination of both. I think that he is he's a talented guy, and he has very good run instincts, and it's difficult for the first guy to bring him down. He's a heavy runner, but I think he also benefits from some of the defense that we've seen. There's some air underneath. If teams choose to try to take deeper stuff away, then it opens some stuff up for our running backs, and he's done a good job of taking advantage of that both. Yeah, I mean, he has other strengths. I mean, he's not a pure speed runner, but he's also very instinctive. He's a strong runner. He's very, very strong. Hard for the first guy to bring down. He's just got good instincts to for the open field and also for inside. I think those things serve him probably a little more than speed. I mean, he's not slow. He's not elite speed, but he's certainly capable of making a lot of plays. It's hard to average over 10 yards a pass reception when you're a running back, and he's found a way to do it.
Coach,